Casey News.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Tuesday, mostly sunny and breezy, temperatures in the lower 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. As until Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 84. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. Wednesday night, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures at 64 degrees. Currently, it's 66.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is facing criticism for using a private email account for business associated with his work as vice chairman of President Donald Trump's Commission on Election Fraud. The Kansas City Star reports that a Kansas Press Association leader and a media attorney are questioning whether Kobach is flouting a year-old state open records law. A spokesman for Tyson Foods Incorporated is evaluating its options after a local official backed away from offering a key incentive for a planned chicken processing plant in northeast Kansas. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Tyson spokesman Worth Sparkman said the company was disappointed that the Leavenworth County Commission rescinded its decision of issuing $500 million in industrial revenue bonds for the project. Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Everett.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Life doesn't stop for car trouble. Work, school, dentist appointments, the workout you wouldn't mind skipping. Our cars connect us to our lives, so wouldn't it be reassuring to know that our cars are up to the job? Enter Hum by Verizon, the technology that connects you to your car. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics. Get advice on the go with a certified mechanics hotline. And if Hum detects a collision, it can send help automatically with 24/7 emergency assistance. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com.
A Chautauqua man was arrested yesterday for growing marijuana in a city park. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says 54-year-old Joseph Scott Skibo was arrested for cultivation of marijuana and criminal possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Skibo was allegedly cultivating marijuana on an island in Elmore Park. Cake TV reports he attempted to flee law enforcement in a boat but was arrested without further incident. Lyon County deputies investigated a fatal crash which happened in the 500 block of West Highway 50 just before 4 o'clock yesterday morning. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office says a semi was eastbound when it struck a bridge railing for an unknown reason. The driver, Michael D. Happel of Lexington, Nebraska, was pronounced dead at the scene of that accident. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office says Happel was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. And fire danger today rated as high for many counties in western and southwest Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A man has been sentenced to at least 50 years in prison in connection with the death of another man who had been left in a rural area of southwest Nebraska and then died of hypothermia. The Nebraska Attorney General's office says 25-year-old John R. Leahy was sentenced yesterday in Hitchcock County District Court. Leahy earlier found guilty of charges related to the death of 22-year-old Austin Wright, whose body was found April 11th of 2014 in a small oil well injection site shelter. 54 Nebraska employers and 34 communities have won accolades for their wellness programs. Governor Pete Ricketts announced the winners of the Governor's Wellness Award. Ricketts says the businesses recognized are creating a healthy workplace environment. The award has two categories, one for workplaces and the other for businesses and organizations. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday made no change to a proposed county budget set for public hearing September 25th at 9:30 a.m. A slightly lower mill levy will result from increased valuations with a slight increase in the overall budget. A $50 per month cost of living raise was suggested for county employees. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday voted to refinance bonds for the Washington County Hospital. The effort will save some $200,000 in interest costs over the life of the loan, which was originated in 2013 for construction and renovation. Salary for jailers was again a topic brought forward by County Sheriff Justin Cordray, who indicated yet another may be leaving a staff of eight. Commissioners are considering pay scale adjustments, but have no decision as yet. Cordray also outlined the mutual aid team established with Marshall County. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard from Senior Services Director Diane Youngins, who shared a grant application and floor plan for a proposed new senior center that could be built in Seneca. Construction would be dependent upon grant approval and sufficient public donations. Under the proposal, the county match would be contribution of land if the facility were built east of the Pioneer Building on county-owned property. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved the budget with a 3.68% year-over-year increase. No comments came forward during the public hearing Wednesday. Road and Bridge will receive a 4.5% increase with 10% increases each for the Sheriff's Office and County Jail. The board also approved hiring Lisa Wagon as Gage County Emergency Management Director after Timothy Stutzman left the job vacant, resigning earlier this summer. A consideration to include work with planning and zoning was discussed. No immediate changes were recommended. Wagon has been serving as Director of Gage County Tourism and will receive $42,000 annual salary plus benefits. She was approved 6-1 with Matt Bauman favoring another of the eight candidates who were considered for the post. James Hazenkamp, age 67, of Burchard, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church, Summerfield. Burial St. Bridget Cemetery, north of Axtell. Rosary Friday evening at 7. Visitation Friday noon until 5 at the Axtell Andrews Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for James Hazenkamp. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes with gravy, wheat roll, green beans, and mixed fruit. Tomorrow, vegetable soup, turkey and Swiss sandwich, wheat bread, veggie plate, and grape salad. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville High tennis team at Perry Lake Compton today. 8th grade volleyball team at Fort Riley. 7th grade volleyball team will host a triangular this afternoon. Our Constitution is the cornerstone of our freedoms and was written to protect every American from the abuse of power by government. The Fifth Amendment states no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, and it protects us from double jeopardy and incrimination. However, the phrases innocent until proven guilty and presumption of innocence are not found in the Fifth Amendment, nor in any part of the Constitution. These are derived from English law and are part of our system and considered common law today. Know your Constitution, know your rights, and know what it says and does not say. This announcement provided by the Arthur Barrett Chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we do have a low pressure system making its way across the mid to upper parts of the Midwest. Luckily, in our area, we're not going to see much of the precipitation, maybe isolated chances for some showers and thunderstorms late Wednesday night. Definitely not going to feel like the first day of fall as we head into Friday. We're going to see temperatures remain in the 80s and even into the 90s. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest is Tuesday, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 90. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s, wind gusts as high as 25. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 84. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Wednesday night, isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms late with a low near 64. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 93. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 71. And Friday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures at 89. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September 80, the average low 56. We recorded about 3/4 of an inch of rain yesterday morning here at the studios in Marysville. Sunset this evening 7:24, sunrise in the morning at 7:09. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 19th of September. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Welcome to Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville. Did you know Feldkamp's is more than just furniture? Let's talk appliances. The Appliance Center is stocked with all the latest brands and styles, like a Frigidaire freestanding range with roomy double ovens, perfect for your fall baking. What else can you get? How about flooring? Personally installed by owners John and Andy. Choose from carpet, vinyl, tile, and plank flooring from brands like Shaw, Mohawk, and Southwind. With quick and easy 12 months free financing right in the store, the hardest part about shopping at Feldkamp's will be deciding which room to start with.
The Lions pick up a road win. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Monday Night Football went to the Lions.
Back to pass. Matthew, pressure comes. Rolls right. Sets, throws. End zone. Got a man caught. Eric Ebron. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, Matthew made that happen with his feet. The pressure came. He stayed alive. It got the Lions 6.
On WJR, Detroit defeats the Giants 24-10. Over to baseball, Clayton Kershaw did something for the first time in his career.
Swung on, hit high, oh. Hit deep, way back to left, and that ball is gone! Grand slam into the scoreboard porch in left! Aaron Altair!
On WIP, the Phillies edge the Dodgers 4-3. Giancarlo Stanton went deep.
Swing and a drive, left center field, he crushed it. Toward the home run sculpture, Giancarlo hits it out! Number 55.
On WINZ, the Marlins crushed the Mets 13-1. Staying on the dime in the battle of the AL wildcard teams went to the Yankees.
Pitch is swung on. A high drive to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. An inside-out swing by Judge.
On WFAN, New York went on to win the game 2-1 over the Twins and now holds a 5-game lead for the first wildcard spot. But the Yankees didn't gain ground on the Red Sox.
Swing ground ball, right side, through for a base hit. Here comes one run. Here comes Bogaerts to throw to the plate. Cut off. A two-run single. Andrew Benintendi.
On WEEI, Boston held off Baltimore 10-8 in 11 innings and holds a 3-game lead in the AL East over New York. and the lone late game went to the Padres.
And a high fly ball to dead deep center field. Pollock back. Rushed. It's gone. Hey, Hunter. Welcome home, son.
On WBZT, the Padres topped the Diamondbacks 4-2. Arizona has lost two in a row. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening around 5:20. We'll talk with area high school football coaches. Monday, Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner each evening at around 5:20 follows evening sports. Plus, listen for live broadcast of home and away Marysville I games, area football games, plus Kansas and Kansas State college action on KNDY.
This is an Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A potential counterproposal by Mexico could limit pork leg imports from the U.S. under the North American Free Trade Agreement. As renegotiation efforts continue, Mexico may counter a proposal that U.S. trade officials are considering that would give seasonal fruit and vegetable farmers added protection. The U.S. is considering a proposal to protect certain products by making it easier for U.S. seasonal produce growers to launch anti-dumping cases against Mexico. Pork leg exports from the U.S. to Mexico account for the bulk of the exports and are used in some of Mexico's most popular dishes. Some Mexican agricultural leaders have said that dairy and chickens could also be deemed sensitive, though those products have not been mentioned and those included in any of the trade talks so far. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer highlighting the need to address trade barriers between the U.S. and Taiwan last week. During a meeting with Thailand's Minister of Commerce, Lighthizer said Thailand needs to address the longstanding trade barriers, including those on U.S. meat and other ag exports. Total exports of U.S. agricultural products to Thailand totaled $1.6 billion in 2016. That is the 15th largest agricultural export market. Overall, the U.S. is Thailand's third largest source of imports after China and Japan. Top U.S. ag exports to Thailand include soybeans, cotton, soy meal, wheat, and dried distiller grains. Lighthizer also highlighting the need for progress on customs, goods, worker rights, and other issues discussed during the Trade and Investment Framework Agreement that took place back in July. And the Western Grower Association Foundation hosting a Shark Tank TV-like competition during their annual meeting next month. The competition, sponsored by Seed to Growth Ventures, seeks to identify key innovations in the fresh produce industry. Dubbed Ag Sharks, the event will offer participants a chance to win investments up to $250,000. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, an American Farm Bureau official says that the North American Free Trade Agreement redo needs to include protections for the U.S. produce industry from seasonal Mexican fruits and vegetables. American Farm Bureau Federation Trade Advisor Dave Salmonson says the produce protections are not in the bag quite yet.
We have not yet seen any language that's been brought out from USTR into the negotiations on this issue. Don't know when or how, what form that may take or if that's going to happen. People are certainly looking to the next round in Ottawa to see if that kind of language will be produced. Is it something that could be discussed in the negotiations?
Salmonson says the Southeast United States produce industry, especially tomatoes, wants anti-dumping protections against Mexico for seasonal fruits and vegetables. United States law does not currently allow protection on a seasonal basis. And other U.S. farm sectors, most recently the pork industry, are worried that Mexico could seek similar protections for its livestock sector. Salmonson says most of U.S. agriculture doesn't want any changes to NAFTA.
Overall, it's been great, and we've all said that, and it has been, as far as all the increases in overall trade and for a lot. But with trade, there's always issues for somebody, and we've had some parts of the country and the produce growers. Other parts of the country have been fine with it because they've been more export-oriented, or other people who are more totally domestic markets.
But Salmonson says those in the South, especially in Florida, impacted by huge imports of tomatoes and other produce, saw the new NAFTA effort as their chance for relief in the renegotiations. Salmonson says there may be other venues to correct the problem. Some have suggested international arenas like the World Trade Organization. But for now, it's in NAFTA and with the U.S. Congress that has the power to change U.S. anti-dumping laws. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
All right.
right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. All across Farming America, it's time to take a look at your yard, your lawn, and what to do about it this time of year to make it look even better next year. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
As the daylight is growing shorter and the days are growing cooler, it's time to take a look at your lawn and what to do to make sure it comes up looking great again next year. And Jim Fizell, an ornamental horticultural expert, says if your lawn looks pretty good, had a good summer, and it's going into the fall looking pretty good, the thing to do right now is mow it short.
Then have it slit seeded. There are slit seeding machines that can be rented, or you can have a landscape contractor do it for you. Or if you can't do that, get a power rake, which you can rent at practically any rental place. Power rake the lawn, making grooves in it. Set the thing so it's low enough that it actually cuts down through the thatch and the grass and makes grooves in the soil. And then broadcast seed, just as you would a brand new lawn. If you did core, make sure that you get some of the broadcasted seed into the core holes. Now, if you need a complete renovation, that means the grassy weeds have invaded, quack grass and so forth, and the lawn is beyond repairing, get rid of these perennial weeds and the old grass with glyphosate. That's sold as Roundup and a bunch of other things, but glyphosate is the chemical. After you put this down, wait 5 days. Incidentally, when you're using this stuff, make sure you don't get it on anything green that you want to save, because it kills practically anything green except certain weeds, which, of course, weeds survive anything. After 5 days, mow the lawn short, and then you can either seed or sod. If you're going to seed, slit seed in two directions. That's the way I like to do it. And the two directions need to be at 45 degrees so you don't end up with a checkerboard pattern. You need to have the seed at 45 degrees, and when that begins to germinate, your lines will be blended out so that you don't see these lines running across and up and down your lawn. Doesn't matter, actually, because this one plant every 2 inches will grow in until your lawn. Now, if you cord, do broadcast after you've slit seeded to get some seed into the core holes. We like to do that because that gives you an extra advantage in getting the seed to germinate. Or again, power rake and broadcast the seed. Now, the seed mixture is pretty important. We like to use a blend of Kentucky bluegrasses, not just one variety, but a bunch of different ones if you can find that. We also like to add up to 50% turf-type perennial ryegrass. Now, Kentucky bluegrass is very slow to germinate. It's a wonderful grass. It takes forever to get it going. Kentucky bluegrass will ultimately make a beautiful lawn, but perennial ryegrass, the new ones that they've begun to develop, the hybridizers have got some that we call the turf types. You can't really tell them from Kentucky bluegrass without a trained eye.
More from Jim Fizell about seed choices and other lawn care tomorrow. Back after this.
It won't be long before the drills start rolling in our area for the 2018 wheat crop. So now is a great time to do a quick review of your wheat policy to ensure that you have the best coverage for your operation. It only takes a few minutes to run a quote of the different levels available to compare guarantees and premiums so that you get the best fit. Any new policies must be written and or changes made to the existing policies by September 30th for the 2018 wheat crop. Just give us a call at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393, so we can make sure you're coverage fits your needs.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, 65 degrees sunshine this morning. Highs near 90 again with a warm-up on tap for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. For a moment last night, it appeared the Wichita Wingnuts had won the American Association title. In fact, they started celebrating in the infield only to be stopped by the umpires. What looked like the final out over Winnipeg in the bottom of the ninth was overridden by a balk call. Winnipeg seized on that to tie the game, then win 4-3 on a double in the 17th inning. The Goldeyes opened the scoring with an Andrew Sohn two-run homer, but the Wingnuts tied the game in the third when T.J. Mittelstadt drove in two runs with the bases loaded. The Wingnuts seemed to score the series-winning run in the sixth thanks to an RBI by Richard Pagetano, but after the controversial balk call in the ninth, the Goldeyes hit a two-out single to force extra innings. After an almost six-hour game yesterday, now the championship series is tied at 2-2 with a decisive Game 5 tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
The Detroit Lions are 2-0 after Matthew Stratford threw for 122 yards and a pair of touchdowns in a 24-10 victory over the New York Giants. The Giants got off within 17-10 before rookie Jamal Agnew brought back a punt 88 yards for a touchdown with 12:56 to play. Matt Prater nailed a 56-yard Monday Night Football field goal for the Lions, who sacked Eli Manning five times and dropped the Giants to 0-2. And suburban Chicago authorities say five members of a Christian college's football team accused of hazing are now facing felony charges. The DuPage County State's Attorney's Office announced yesterday that the five Wheaton College players are charged with aggravated battery, mob action, and unlawful restraint. A judge signed arrest warrants and set $50,000 bonds for the players, who are expected to turn themselves in. Mid-America Network Sports.
Squirrels are busy gathering stockpiles of food for the winter. We'll share a few fun facts about those industrious creatures today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 19th, the 262nd day of the year. TV host Jimmy Fallon has a birthday, and John Keats finished his Ode to Autumn on this day in 1819. If you've ever studied squirrels as they go about their fall preparations, you may have noticed how they will just rub a nut or acorn on their cheek before burying it. They do this to attach a scent to the food, which they can locate months later with their incredible sense of smell. But squirrels squirrels need much more than nuts for a balanced diet. They also feed on plants and fruit. And to keep those choppers strong, they get calcium from deer antlers, bones, and turtle shells. And if you believe in weather lore, remember this one. Squirrels gathering nuts in a flurry will cause snow to gather in a hurry. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Sure could use an attaboy or a big old high five. I'd love to hear you're killing it, dude.
Right.
It's been a long time since I hit one out of the park or nailed it, as they say. I guess I've been in a dry spell, but that's about to change, cause every week has a weekend. By this time Friday,
wasting the